sorghum field, because we usually ran at least a couple acres in sorghum. A patch would be a small place up to an acre, because we'd say potato patch, and we'd also say strawberry patch. But we had 7 acres of strawberries.
This is apparently a relative thing. Then.
Just a relative thing. It could
field
be.
Field would be 10, 20 mm-hmm. or more mm-hmm. acres. And
we say blackberry patch now, and the blackberries always grow in fence rows, and you know, in the woods. And you say go to the blackberry patch. Well, it's a fence row scattered all over the field. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't narrow so down to any one size.
Yeah, you had just mentioned what kind of potatoes you grew.
Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Did you use yams in those days?
We did not. We call them sweet potatoes. We had two brands of sweet potatoes, sort of they call it a white potato. It was not white, but it was not as good a potato as the red potato, because they were both an orange color. Mm-hmm.
Now this orange color, is that yam?
That's what we call sweet potato.
But I mean, would it be what we know today as
it's
a yam?
It's a yam, yeah.
Real gold and...
Real gold, bakes deliciously. With
more
butter.
Sweet than
it's very
sweet.
It's sweet. Mm-hmm. Now, and an Irish potato is like your Idaho potatoes, you know.
Mm. And how about the rice? Do you ever see any grow, or... Did you ever grow any around here?
No, not around here. I saw, after my sister moved to Little Rock, I saw my first ice rice field. They grow it over in Arkansas, beyond the, there's a strip between Memphis and Little Rock area in there that grows rice. Mm-hmm.
And different kinds of... onions that you remember?
Yes, we had shallots. Now, it was quite a controversy over shallots I got into a few years ago. I'll tell you about it. But we had shallots, which was more of a winter onion. They stayed there all winter. You know, you could have some green onions. And then we had Bermuda onions, which is a big white sweet onion. And then we had onions. And then I don't have now, but my cousin does. He's preserving them for me. My grandmother had from her mother a little multiplying onion. It's a very sweet little onion. It comes up in a lot of little bulbs attached. And you break them, you're supposed to thin them down to 4 in each. You get your green onions out of that. And then they make sweet onions, and they keep all winter without rotting them. Freezing or anything. Mm. Oh, and they're delicious.
The shallot, let's mark this down. Mm. Shallot is a very powerful onion, isn't it? Powerfully, or is that, the way you're describing it, it's a kind of winter onion, not necessarily more powerful.
I learned in recent years that what we call the seed pod, you know, it goes up to seed and it has a head on it, and then this head makes little buttons. And French cooks use the buttons, they're very mild, in their seasoning.
And
I learned this 3 or 4 years ago.
I see. This is interesting. I always thought the shallot was, you're using it almost like a